Author Jean-Anthelme Briot-Savarin told his contemporaries, "Tell me what you eat, and I will tell you what you are." You could call his most famous book, The Physiology of Taste, a sort of early 19th century Food Network program. He was born on April 1st, a perfect time, thought archivist and critic Judith Hofberg, sitting at a Thanksgiving dinner with a few artist friends, to mix Savarin's interest in food with her interest in literature and do it whimsically.
We're sitting around, of course, mellow with wine and food, and talking about books, and one thing led to food, and then I put the two together just in lightning speed and said, gee, wouldn't it be an interesting idea to do something about edible books? And then we all went home.
The next year, 2000, Hofberg held her first Edible Books High-Low Tea in Los Angeles. 6 years later, it's an event in 15 countries, and U of I librarians have now taken the idea and run with it.
Pretty much reached your decisions here?
I'm just now going to put these down. Let's see.
You may know Doyle Moore as the chef-in-residence on our talk program, Focus 580. He was also the judge of the first CU Edible Books Festival. It was a challenge of wit as much as cooking and decorating skills. Some entries were simply book-shaped cakes. Others were more exotic, like sushi.
Then, this is not sushi. Check that out again. It's the dead seaweed scrolls. And so it's an extraordinarily good pun on the Dead Sea Scrolls and on sea and seaweed. And I find this particularly attractive because, again, it pushes some things a little bit farther than you would think about it.
There were small meat and cheese hors d'oeuvres in the shape of books and book titles in the shape of toast.
Putting the letters on top of a piece of toast and then toasting it, and then it comes out with the letters in negative, is very amusing because that's the whole abstract concept of photography.
The creator of The Toast of the Town happens to be a photographer. Down the table is a hollow cake that at first glance may have been damaged.
I mean, the book is controversial. It's on the Da Vinci Code.
Oh, yes.
But it seems to be cracked.
Well, it does seem to be cracked. I'm not so sure that that was an intention. I don't think so by the form of the crack, but it could be to crack the Da Vinci Code. It's smashed in at the top, but then it's not destroyed around the edges anywhere. So I can't imagine if something dropped on it or if somebody cracked the code.
It's a mystery.
So it is a mystery.
Just like the book.
Exactly. We'll not know.
Contest organizer Sue Searing entered a homemade pizza. Swirled in the center, in linguine, was the Dewey Decimal System number for pizza. A black olive served as the decimal point. These types of events are natural draws for librarians, but Searing says the whole community turned out.
About half of these entries are from art students, and the other half are from librarians, community members, students in other departments. We really weren't sure who was going to show up, and we're pretty excited to have this much interest. That's why we're holding it at the Union rather than at the library. Plus, of course, you're not supposed to eat in the library.
Doyle Moore's winner was a dough-based recreation of a quipu, a string of knotted cords that the Incans used as a sort of mnemonic to help them in storytelling. He was surprised that for an April Fool's event, most of the entries were not really foolish.
There's a lot of thought that goes into making the choice. Then the object itself can take its own humor, but there's a lot of attention paid to details, and I did not expect that careful a consideration, quite frankly.
But Moore and the festival's visitors did expect the eventual demise of this year's edible books as an afternoon snack. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.